Blog Talk Radio.
I've changed the presets in my truck so those old songs don't sneak up. They still find me and remind me, yeah, you come back that easy. Try restaurants I've never been to, order new things off the menu that I never tried, cause you didn't like. But two drinks in and you're by my side. I've talked to friends, talked to myself, I've talked to God, I pray like hell, but I still miss you. I've tried sober, I've tried drinking, I've been strong and I've been weak, and I still miss you. I've done everything to move on like I'm supposed to. I'd give anything for one more minute with you. I still miss you.
Hi everyone, welcome to Daytime After Dark. We are having a special Friday edition of Daytime After Dark. Yeah, and our guest today is Nicholas Cosner. And the number to call in and talk to him is 347-850-8721. Hey, I remember the call center number. I am so pleased with myself. And, you know, Tuesday we will be here with a really, 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 really special guest. You know, I'm looking forward to it. So I'm bringing on the gang, Maggie and David. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
You know, this sister hates me today.
Hello.
So guys, we are waiting for Nicholas. And
yeah.
I
just want to say it's great to hear your voice again, David. I was a little worried about you last night when you dropped off there before you talked to J. Eddie about the question you had. I was a little bit worried, so I'm glad you.
I came back to my equipment last night and I do it direct TV equipment. I thought I was supposed to catch it to Carly, but I didn't. I thought to Carly, I came to bring some equipment that night quickly to FedEx.
Right.
By the way, David, I just want to correct you about Days of Our Life. They didn't have a memorial for Carolyn. It was more like a wake, right, Maggie?
Yeah, it was right away.
Okay, so it wasn't actually a funeral, it was a wake. Which I don't know the difference, but that's what they did.
They usually have the wake and then a funeral, But some people have a funeral part private because they just want the family, either for cremation or for burial. And that's the way they did Grady, because she's Irish in real life. And supposed to be Irish on the show, right, Grady? I can't think of what's her maiden name. That's the one I had trouble with. Carolyn Blank Brady, because Brady's her married name. Her real name.
Well, I think they did such a wonderful job with the Caroline wake, and before someone in this panel says it's all wrong, I don't want to hear it. I think it was the acting that really brought it home, and it brought, you know, but I felt like people were missing that should have been there, too. I mean, and I know even in real life, cannot have everyone at a regular funeral at the same time, but it just felt like, you know, Jennifer should have been there, Lucas should have been there. I mean, you know, because that was, you know, his kid's grandmother. I felt like Kate should have been there. I felt like so many people were there, but what really got me was you know, I just felt like my opinion is what got me was the Caroline and Victor relationship so great. I mean, and I'm not putting Sean and Caroline's relationship down when I'm saying this, but it was a different dynamic for Caroline and Victor. You know, they never really got together, back together, the way I thought they were going to.
That's good.
I really thought when Hope went over there and, you know, comforted him, and it was really poignant for that to happen. I mean, after all, Hope and Victor had not always had the most easy relationship in years, but I felt like it was really good, and I felt like Kayla going over there and breaking the news to Victor after their weird history was really good, and the way she invited him to the pub with everyone, and he declined. And I think, you know, I think he was really having a hard time with the loss of one of his great loves of his life. I mean, Maggie is one of his great loves of his life, but before Maggie, that was Caroline. I mean, okay, Kate and Victor wanted to murder each other every 5 seconds. So I wouldn't know if that was a great love. But I just think Dave, I think Dave did a great job with that. And I just, you know, think all the actors on their part were not really acting because it was so fresh in their mind. And, you know, my Abe was so poignant and so well spoken when he went up first. Poor Abe had to go first. And I just thought, you know, the Culvers, you know, being the only African American family in on days, the Houghton and the Brady all treat Abe and Lexi and Theo like family. And it was just really beautiful how he spoke, how everyone spoke. You know, I mean, it was the same that Kimberly couldn't make it, or Teresa, you know.
I guess like 5 minutes, you know, a little bit. Because we really love them so much.
Yeah. And like I said last night, it was a little disappointing that we didn't see Max back, because I know Darren Brooks' schedule over on Bowling Beautiful prevented him from going over there, and Jen Lee's Teresa back on there. If I know with Jen Lee's schedule with the Hallmark Channel having another baby and adopting her kid that she adopted earlier this week, was all being a scheduling conflict for her. So I understood what they did. I mean, it would be great if maybe we can get maybe Darren or Jen or even like I said last night, if the time difference is not an issue, Christy Clark as far as doing an interview with her and maybe talking to her one day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I know that the other guys have gotten them on before and I've been able to talk to them generally several times, but it would be great to just talk to you, Jen, again. Because it would be great to see what you've been doing besides Hallmark Channel movies, and same with Allison Sweeney.
I felt in a way the last scene of Sean and Caroline bodied were both watching in at the pub, and I just felt like it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong on that, but I feel like someone is copying the No Hustle with that, because they happen on the No Hustle a lot.
Yeah, and I was wondering, even though we saw how they General Hospital handled the Gail Ballman funeral, and that was recently reran on Memorial Day for a lot of us, except for the Chicago area because of bad weather. But I understand where you're coming from as far as what they're doing with General Hospital, because any story that's been related to, since Ron took over the show, have all either been copied off the General Hospital or One Life to Live. Because we had the Abigail Gabby story that sounded familiar to One Life to Live. And
right.
We've seen, and now this.
Well, yes. And, oh, by the way, before I forget, someone on this panel loves horror movies, and I still don't understand why. But if you want to catch a really good horror movie, they can catch our Sunny, Monique Bernard, and I don't know the name of it, but it's supposed to be on Amazon Prime.
iTunes. It's
okay.
On iTunes. In case people are home and they want to watch it, you can do it on iTunes or on your phone, whatever.
So if you guys can see that, and Mom, if you need to log into my Amazon account for that, let me know.
I will, because I can't get it in the train. I didn't find it, man, but they only have it only on iTunes, I believe, and it's the movies.
I'm trying to save up money for Amazon Prime myself. Because I not only want to check this movie out, but Ladies of the Lake as well on Amazon Prime.
Carol has it, but...
Let's go back to what David was saying really quick. David, why don't you explain again about your hatred for DirecTV and why you had to go last night? And you didn't want to leave the show, but you had to go?
I had to go because I had to ship back equipment back to FedEx before it closed. And why I left the show early. And then explain me crazy. Said that I got this $400 equipment sitting here in my room and send it back quickly. I'll get charged.
That makes sense. We just got scared.
We understand. Yeah, I just was a little bit worried that it might have been a health issue or something like that. I don't know. It has something to do with DirecTV.
Yeah, got $400 equipment in here. Got to send it back quickly.
Great job.
That's why.
You know, I mean, that's the crappy. I mean, that's the crappiest company, and I usually don't speak bad about company, but I mean, I'm not saying Comcast is a bad business either, but you know, companies should be nice to you and helpful, and they should stop raising your prices every month or two. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to me. If you want to have a customer, you know, thing and have customers, and I just want to say that I will say the best customer service in the whole wide world is Target. I went on my little Target errand yesterday, and because I got a gift card for my birthday, and I just want to say that Target makes me want to be in there for hours and hours and hours and hours. But it probably drive my grandmother crazy being in the store for that long, and she probably spent way too much money than I'm like to blame. But I love Target. I love Walmart. I mean, I could be in those two for hours and hours and hours. And Nicholas is not here yet.
It's okay.
I need to laugh about this at this point.
Yeah.
Does he even know? Does he even know we even have a show today? Because I think we had this thing when we tried to get Jason Thompson on the show.
I've been promoting the hell out of it. It's my friend's bud.
Yeah, because I remember a couple years ago when we tried to get Jason Thompson on the show, and there was an issue right there.
You know,
but he picked a date. They want to do so. He picked a date. They want to do so.
We have been doing good, you guys. I mean, this week we had Stephanie on. We had my TV hubby on, and he told me last night it was great to be on, and he loves coming on here. And then we have a special guest on here on Tuesday. And God, I just want to say who the special guest is. You know, I really, really do. But I'm just scared of something going wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I haven't really said who it is yet. I mean, I will, don't worry. So, yeah, so what are you guys doing for the rest of the day after the show? What are you guys' plans tonight? And I will start with Bobby.
Well, I'm planning to go to a pizza place with my girlfriend after I get off the show. I'm going to just get ready for that, and then I'm probably going to take it out for an after dinner drink at Starbucks.
Ah.
So why did it take you so long to get ready for a date?
Well, it doesn't take that long for me because
first of all,
I'm assuming we're going to be off the air by 5 unless the guest calls in. Either way, I'm just want to be ready because I got a text message while we were on the phone. I'm going to answer it to find out who's this from, because it could be from the ride that I'm actually getting for tonight. So I'm going to just find out in just a few minutes. So if you can hold on for a second. if you can hold on for a second, then the others can talk about what they're going to do. I'm going to try to answer this text. Now, I do apologize if I get cut off because of it, because I don't know how to answer my phone with texts and other calls that much. So,
Bobby, remember all three of us still have birthday month, so really we could go anywhere and get. I mean, you still have to go to Red Robin.
I used my birthday coupon already, and besides, they had a great chicken burger that I saw. Yeah, and they had a great chicken burger that I saw advertised on TV when I was watching one of the Hallmark Channel movies. It might have been when I was probably watching The Golden Girls late at night with one of the creators. They have a great chicken sandwich, and that was pretty good with avocados on it. It was pretty good.
Good. I saw that commercial. Excuse me. I have an announcement.
So,
the name
will
of the movie.
So, will you hold on for a minute while I check my text? And I do apologize if I lose contact with you for about 5 minutes. But if I do, I'll call back. So, hold on for a second.
Okay, Beth.
Okay.
Marie Spinard.
Remember, you can go to Starbucks on your birthday. You can go so many places for free stuff.
Please send me on the list.
I'm sorry, Carly. I don't know how to get my Texas while I'm still talking to you, so I do apologize for that. So I'll just wait till after the show to get the text, because I do apologize, because I don't want to hang up and check my text and then call back and something happens. So I don't want to just end up cutting you off. So I'm just going to wait till after the show because I had a hard time trying to get the text on.
It was for me, Bobby.
Maggie, I have like this perfect birthday present for you. Except my problem is that I can't get it to you because number one, it might be a little illegal what my little plan is.
Oh my.
Because I was just thinking what to get you for your birthday.
Nothing,
and
I'm not worth it.
I have like two options, and both number one could land me in jail, maybe.
No.
And two, the other gift I was gonna give you, well, the other gift I was gonna cost you a pair about $22.95. So, like all my ideas for you are really not going through and not happy about it.
That's okay.
Because you know, I mean I was gonna get you Monique Spinard on the show.
But then
I was gonna get you Monique Spinard in person. And then I was going to get you the whole collection of Monique Spinard. Then in case you DBR goes and dies again. So that was my whole idea, and all my ideas are like, not working out in my opinion. And I don't appreciate it, and it's madness. And by the way, people, you know, some people think I don't get enough sleep. We just went back to back today from yesterday and today. So if we didn't go back to back, I would have been a saint. But since we have gone back to back, I'm not a saint. And I just want to say Bowden Beautiful. I'm not going to call it Bowden Beautiful anymore.
Okay.
I am calling it Thomas is Insane. because after what happened yesterday, and I mean, the car goes off the cliff, and Emma's in the car, and like a normal person, wouldn't you run down to make Susie okay? But no, he wanted her dead. And I'm like, this is crazy. I'm sorry, Riz. If you think your son is so great and so perfect, your son is unhinged, and he really killed Caroline. And that's my new theory on the soap. And if anyone wants to debate me on it right now, go ahead. But Maggie, don't you kind of agree with me about the Caroline theory?
When it happened, okay, I'm sorry. When it happened, I didn't buy it. Okay, everything was too fast. They were separated.
Mm-hmm.
He really is in the house through his hope. Anyway, I really didn't buy it. I figured something, he had to be behind it so he could have his life back in L.A. with his local love of his life. So, I saw it coming. I had a feeling. I had a feeling about a couple other people. And he is going to kill also because right now he's a psycho. And speaking of psychos, I'm sorry, the name of the movie where Maurice Menard plays priest today, or yesterday, at the cinema and on iTunes is Nightmare Cinema, is the name of it.
We never saw a body with Caroline, and
but,
you know,
but I agree. I didn't like the way that Caroline was written off, and I understand Lindsay got free contract with Days. She couldn't do like what Eileen Davidson did and do two soaps at once or do anything like that, which like what she or Wally Kurtz do and do two soaps at once. And that would be impossible, but hopefully if we ever get Lindsay on the show, maybe that's something I'll just bring up to her as far as her reaction to her character on Bowling Beautiful getting written off like that.
The way they wrote it off, I mean, soaps, they do come back from the dead, but I don't think this time it would be possible. And they could have replaced her or kept her off screen. And where was her mom? Church of Mom's at? They didn't even show them on the phone. We weren't talking to them or nothing, you know? They were in love together. Junior called them up. That's just me. Anybody else think that she should call? You think they should call them and they could have showed them for 5 minutes or no? It's weird. I told Carly for a while there, it just didn't sit right with me. I got a lousy feeling. And on the other night, we admitted it to one another because we both got the same thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We both thought we were crazier than we are. No, I don't know. I'm crazier.
Well,
I'm so excited about that.
I just have a problem
seriously saying I'm Bowling Beautiful. I'm not buying into Thomas in love with Hope for a minute, because I think Leanne's going to come back to reality soon if he doesn't choose Steffi to choose Hope and reunite. I mean, if Steffi wants an actual guy, just maybe hope for somebody like Marcus to come back or somebody like that.
My thing is, Okay, Thomas and Hope Halliburton and Sim from years ago, and suddenly he's you know, from years ago, and then suddenly he comes back and he's in love with her again, and it's like always been Hope. I mean, come on, you just made a baby with Caroline, with, you know, and you're using your son as a pawn, to get Hope, which I think is wrong. And then you supposedly love Hope, but you don't want Hope to know that her daughter's alive after all the screaming she's done.
Oh, but he loves her.
I don't give a ass about your sister. Because if you gave an ass about your sister, you would be honest with her. And I mean, I'm not,
right.
You know, I both like Hope and Steffi. I mean, I think this Hope is much better than the other Hope. But you think if you love your sister so much, you would say, okay, there was a really bad mistake, but you did not make it, and neither did Hope. And I have to tell you, the baby that you love so much.
I'm sorry, Carly, but there's another thing too that has me being a little bit angry right now. That I think it was Brad Bell that brought it up on SoapCentral.com, that by the end of the summer, he said that one of the babies in the story is going to die. Now let's they want to go that way to kill off the kill a baby like that, like what we've seen on Young and Restless and General Hospital and All My Children in the past. Then obviously this is not the way to do it.
Well, somebody's at the home right now. But used to be, well, they called the baby Star Baby and Marissa, we thought was heartbreaking to kill both of them that time. It just seems like they're tearing their heartstrings. Maybe that's why they do it.
Right. And those babies that play Phoebe and Kelly are cute, because I follow their Instagram pages all the time and talk to their parents via Instagram and tell them how great they're doing or how great their parents are doing taking care of them and stuff.
Beautiful. Good job. Really do. Yeah. Think that Phoebe was Steffi's twin. Because God forbid, it was Steffi and Tommy. What could you do? I want to shake him. I really, really want to shake him. My Steffi's going to be blind. I'm sorry, now I'm a Steffi again. I'm not sorry. I'm very happy I am. But she's going to get all the blame on this. And she didn't do anything wrong. She just thought the baby was available. It was What's-Her-Face's, and she adopted it.
Right.
I know. Like, it's What's-Her-Face's.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cool.
And I know that, and I really want to just at least strangle Xavier and Zoe right now because of this whole thing. Because you know they're going to get involved with it, Flo's going to get involved with it, and all hell is going to break loose.
Well, I wrote the Riggs, well, I always known as his real name, Nathan Brady, because I love him and I watch every day. But make a deal. And I was glad he got the role. And I was really proud that he, you know, I thought he did a great job when he was doing it. And I wish myself that he had a better role, because you knew this was going to end right. It's going to be temporary. They're going to throw him in jail. They're going to kill him. They're going to do something. But
Right.
I was just waiting
for Wayne to give me my $1 million when because I know the Puzzle Cruise house. Like, I was waiting for him to give me my $1 million.
Oh. You got to get on the show. You have to get a spot. I don't know. Let's make a deal.
But, yeah. I was just going to get $1 million and go on, let's make a deal and just try to get a car or a trip or something for my mom and then just be happy with that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Even though I don't know how the new Let's Make a Deal is versus the old one where you had to dress up in some silly costume just to get on stage and anything like that, like the old one. But I haven't watched this version versus the original version that I grew up watching back in the day with Monty Hall and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he does a really great job at this. He even sings here and there. And I love him. I actually do. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they going to do with him now? Is he going to come back and put him on trial? Or is he going to stay in England? Or maybe go like the man from... that just got caught. What's his name? That was escaping for years to visit their country. I can't think of his name right now. And the lamb he went. Not Bernie Mooney. What's his name? Maybe
I don't know, but it's going to be an interesting summer while I'm Bowling Beautiful. And hopefully, if I get a chance,
mm-hmm.
I got to check it out because I know it's going to be an interesting summer one way or another because I was just flying to the Astros to play Hope this morning. And the last thing I said was Hope along with Leon and the baby is Hope.
It's not Liam's baby, though. I really don't think the baby is. It's just my speaking opinion. I go, he's really not. When they take when they check out, he's not going to turn out to be the father.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my
you guys, I don't think David and I have both been messaging Nicholas throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 20 more minutes of the show. So we need to have a consensus here. Should we stay on for another 20 minutes to see if he calls in? Oh, so we ended. I don't know what to do. I'm torn. I really don't want people to blame me for this because...
Well, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And you texted me earlier how you was nervous. And maybe, like I said earlier, he got the wrong date. He thought it was Monday or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
No,
it's probably miscommunication. The dates got screwed up, or something came up at home, and nobody let Carly know. Something could have. I think with Jason Patrick, the Jason Thompson that day, wasn't it? A family commitment came up. Did he have a family problem like that? I think I remember that. Why he couldn't make it.
Well, maybe you might be right.
Well,
hopefully, somebody's listening to you and tells them, hey, wait, the show's about you. Get on there.
I mean, anyone could mix up the date.
Easy. Easy peasy.
But he picked the date.
By the way, I will give people a hint. Who is coming on Tuesday? You're so cute when I say that, Megan. Okay. My hint is, and if people guess it, it's out of the bag. General Hospital is off for three weeks. God, okay. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of hints,
mm-hmm.
and if anyone catches on the show, then I didn't say anything. I love how my little thing goes. Okay, I'll guess. I will give you three hints. I'll guess this last. A soap. And it did not happen. And he's been recasted. Was he to never been recasted?
PK, PK, PK Warner, Danny.
What?
Danny from General Hospital, the old Danny.
The real Danny. I think David put it in there. I mean, didn't you, David?
No. Okay. Bobby, yes. I will just come out. And say it. It is the ex-little boy that's played Danny. TK Weaver will be here on Tuesday at 11.
I'll try to make it for that day because I will like to just wish him best of luck this summer and whatever he does in summer camp or school or whatever. But wasn't he on the Junior Dancing with the Stars about a year ago? Because I'm thinking he might have been on the Junior Dancing with the Stars, or that might have been Jake.
Well, you know,
I'm looking it up.
Well, yeah, I'm excited. His mom. I was just playing Wheel and Trudeau, and I was telling his mom that, you know, that recasting is wrong, and I kind of went into a little, you know, a little rant. And then I said we would love to have TK on the show. You know, we are big fans of him, and we are really nice people. And we love having little kids on the show because they make the next generation. And he should never been recasted in my mind because what they recasted was a boy that looks older than Jake. And in memory serves right, I thought Jake was older than Danny, right?
He is older. Definitely is older.
Yeah, So let's see. We have 17 more minutes on the Great Saturday show. I'm not being sarcastic, people, but I'm just saying. And now all we have in the world, basketball season is over. The Bulls and the Trailblazers did not make it. You know, and I'm not saying congratulations to Canada. I am not, because I really wanted the Warriors to win, number one. Number two, it's only 99 more days until, or 98 more days until football season. Yay! My Seahawks will be back. But
and even better, Carly.
Day of summer, you guys. So I don't want summer like to go away, but my problem is summer goes away and football is here, and our primetime shows will be back. So I'm very, very torn on I love the summertime, but I also love football season and all fall shows. So if you guys had to pick between summertime and wanting the fall shows back, what would you guys decide?
Well, I like to see the new shows during the fall because I'm curious to find out what shows might be good and what shows that are not good and stuff like that.
Um, What about you, Maggie?
Well, slumber's great. I mean, what I loved is when the children were younger, when they were home. That really, that was me the best part of summer. But now that I got a little bit of even, I want my shows back. I want to know what happened. I'm in Chicago and and Hawaii 5-0. What about my carrots? What's going to happen? I mean, they left me hanging, and I want my soap, and I want them back. And Notre Dame is already practicing. They got the guys doing stuff, and with the little videos they're sending on Instagram. And I can't wait for fall. Right.
Yeah.
What about you,
David? Yeah, I can't wait till fall.
Okay, since my shows I canceled, they've been Gary and got them. The show I'm into, In Between, it's a really good show. In Between, that's on Wednesday nights. It's called In Between, it's a really good show. It's what I'm into right now. But I'm into all Chicago shows, LA, they all come back. And in Chicago, and Modern Family, last year, Modern Family, it'll be last year.
I think, if I recall correctly, Maggie, the season finale was interrupted because of a weather alert as far as Modern Family goes in your area, because I saw people complaining about that.
Well, I see that one.
And I understand, I mean, it's one thing with daytime, but if you mess with prime time, especially if it's a good drama like Law and Order, you do cross the line somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean... I am back because I haven't watched Grace yet. Oh, NCIS LA. I haven't, because my theory is I watched one Chicago way too early and I have too many questions about it. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, crap, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like waiting a little longer.
I know. I'm sorry, Carly. I know that I was a little disappointed that Life in Pieces didn't come back, but I'm happy for what Hunter King has done on that show, and I'm glad that she at least coming back full time without a recast or writing Summer off on YNR.
Well, yeah, my thing is, but what I am excited for, people, is I love the game shows on during the summer. I love Celebrity Family Feud. I love $1,000 Pyramid. I love To Tell the Truth. I love Pussy Luck. I don't know. I grew up with game shows with my grandfather. I mean, that's what we did. You know,
right, and there's two different cable channels that show the game shows. Now, there's two different channels that show the game shows. So,
I've always been a game showaholic because it was just something we did together besides watching Dallas and LA Lost. And I just love the game shows. And, I mean, I'm into the cooking shows because I think someday I will be, like, this famous cook. But it's not happening because I made a grilled cheese sandwich the other day. And for everyone out there, I didn't know if you put too much butter on the bread and too much cheese on the bread, that it takes so long to cook, and you're going to burn it. And, I decided, you know, cooking is probably not in my genetic.
I'm never a good cook, because if I was trying to watch either one of Rachel Ray's Food Network shows or her talk show and try to cook what I see her doing, I'd probably be lucky enough if I don't burn the place down.
Well, see, my grandmother is a great baker. I mean, she doesn't bake anymore because it's really hard for her hands, but she made the best cowboy cookies, soft whisk cookies, the best pies. Growing up, she made like 30 pies at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, they would be gone in a matter of days. I mean, it would not be long. So, you know, but what is everyone doing tonight? Is anyone doing anything fun besides Bobby? I mean, David, what are you doing tonight?
Well, catch up on my soaps. I'm so behind like a week now. And that's about it. And yeah, get down, breathe back.
And Maggie, what are you doing?
Well, what I'm dreaming of right now is somebody taking me to the movies tonight. This is what to see movies. I mean, if you could hook me up with iTunes, would be great because. You know how I am. I have to watch anything, even if he's in there for 2 minutes, anything he's in. Because he's my favorite, Maurice Bernard. Everybody, please go. I mean, you're not going to be disappointed. His movies are excellent. And not being
disappointed. Well, I'm. Well, I think until Tuesday, I'm just relaxing and trying to catch up on those because I have no doctor appointments. I have my chiropractor thing on Tuesday, but Well, my grandma and I go to the chiropractor early, so I will be home in time for the interview. Because we still have to go, because we got in a little wreck in November. I mean, we were okay, but we just have to go for neck and back pain. And, you know, which is kind of, you know, a pain to go this many times as we have. But, you know, and I'm going to catch up if it kills me. I am going to finally watch Mother on Ed, the Brit movie. I keep telling myself I'm going to watch it, and I just haven't really had the time to watch it. So I think... that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm probably going to make some lunch after this because I'm getting hungry. And then I'm sending Maggie 7 pounds of coffee. Oh, 10 pounds of coffee.
Corinthos coffee?
Well, I think 7 pounds of coffee. Oh, 10 pounds. I can't decide because my dad buys this. Big coffee at Costco. It's like really big, you guys. And so I think I can just borrow it from the house and they might never notice it's been borrowed. By the way, I love my new app on my phone. Because there's a new app on my phone that tells me where all my family members are. So
I have that too.
You know, basically, I can spy on my dad to make sure he's being good after his, I don't want to call it near-death thing. But if you think about it, it was kind of bad. But... oh, and my other complaint about the soaps before we go is I'm sick and tired of people saying that Devon is Sunny Sun with Brenda. Get that out of your freaking loving mind. Because he's not. And I loved it when Sunny said yesterday, oh, that's my cousin. And, I mean, and, you know, I love now that Sunny and Robert can actually get along and they are helping each other. And I think, you know, Robert owes Sunny a lot of bit of gratitude for helping Robin all those years. So I think now Robert feels, you know, the fans to repay Sunny for it. And I just, I love how Tristan Rogers and Monique Bernard acting together is really good. I would love to see Tristan Rogers, Monique Bernard, Anthony, Jerry back on screen together. I would die for that because I think, you know, they would have a great dynamic. And then if you put Duke back, if you bring Duke back from wherever the Cassadines are keeping him, because I still don't believe Duke is dead. I will never believe Duke is dead. And so, okay, the census of us, should we end the program 3 minutes early or should we stay for the next 3 minutes?
Well, I guess since we don't have any guests today, I think, and I do apologize for our guests not showing up, but I'm sure he's welcome back on the show anyways. So I think it's time maybe we can end it, hopefully.
Well, yeah, and I mean, things happen, so why don't we end it here, and then we will be back on Tuesday. And Bobby, have fun on your day. Don't do anything we would do.
Right,
and
I'll try to make it onto Tuesday's show if I'm able to get out of work early before the show ends. If not,
then
your guests understand why I can't be there.
We will see about having a show on the 4th, the day after the 4th and the 5th. We will see if we are having one because I don't know what everyone's doing. I know for the 4th, I'm going to my sister-in-law's house for the day, and there's a lot of fireworks, and I hope we don't get in trouble because they, you know, kind of ban fireworks, like where I live. I hope they don't ban in there, but they have banned it around. Yeah, there was, I don't understand why, but fireworks are dangerous, and fire is very dangerous. Fire is very dangerous, and
I mean,
you don't want to be awesome
are,
and clear on days of a life.
Right. Don't be like Claire.
Oh, God.
Don't get me started on Dare. Don't get me started on Dare. Because she's another one that needs a good lockup. She, Thomas, and Bowling Rufo and Ava need to share the same padded lock. Oh, and Nell, too, now that she's back, and Ryan, too. They need to all share the same padded room.
Hmm. Oh, anybody out there would think. Or is it just me? They're probably just me. Nell and GH is back, right? Which is good. She's a very good actress. The actress is all
right.
But
right.
You think she's going to bump off Brad? She's going to kill Brad like Thomas did with Emma this week and the other day?
Well,
Brad is the only one who technically would know all the details. When Sonny and Carly and everybody finds out about the baby switch.
Well, I'm sorry. I love Cleo, but I kind of want to see Sierra and Ben and Trip take her down. People keep saying that Trip is leaving the show, but I haven't read it anywhere concrete.
Well, they say the same thing about Claire and Chloe, and they're still on.
Mm-hmm. Well, who did leave? What's her name? The Millions of Rose. What's her name? The Black Beatrice with Claire. I thought she left the story, and that's where they wrote this part. But they're 6 months old, so maybe we didn't catch up yet.
Come late July or August, then I'm sure that something's going to happen to Claire one way or another. Hopefully she will go to jail, not do anything stupid to kill herself.
Well, I'm sorry, but Alton is never the answer. And I really shouldn't be saying that, but Alton is never the answer.
Right. But if you're going to write off Claire like that, write her off the same way that General Hospital wrote off Blackie, and we'll see what the actress can do as a singer or an actor in general if she will end up being like John Stamos was, because we saw what John Stamos' career did after he left General Hospital with Full House and Fuller House and the various shows he'd been on in during the last 20, 30 years.
Demi Moore was 9 years ago, and what's happened to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many stars. People don't give them credit. They work hard in daytime.
Fires, they twist off fires on Days of Our Lives, people. Because Maggie got mad at Dustin on Days of Our Lives. On Boredom Beautiful. And really, fires are very, very dangerous. I can know it firsthand. The show is ending, and we will be back here on Tuesday at 11, my time, 1 o'clock Maggie's time, 2 o'clock David's time.
Okay, I'll try to make it to Tuesday's show, but if I'm not, I think our guests probably will understand very well that I couldn't make it.
Well, text me on the way,
Bobby. I'll see you then. I'll see you then.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
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 Thanks. Later.